One of the biggest health issues at Cameron High and in our entire school district is lead contamination in the pipes. Our environmental science class recently tested the drinking water at school, and the results have made us all think twice before taking another sip. Junior Ben Stewart explains why he's concerned now.
I hate drinking tap water, knowing it might contain lead. I've been drinking this water my whole life, until this past fall. That's when my environmental science teacher helped us conduct a lead test on the water in our classroom. She explained that the lead pipes in the building were likely contaminating the water and making it unsafe to drink. My teacher said the chemicals can mess with your nerves. We dropped pills into cups of water to determine if they contain lead. I went home and looked up lead in the encyclopedia. Lead poisoning is a serious environmental problem, caused when people ingest or inhale the metal or any of its soluble compounds. It is highly toxic. After lead accumulates in the body, people get sick. Lead may already be affecting our children, causing problems for babies in particular. Because babies' brains are still developing, exposure to lead can ultimately leave a baby mentally retarded. Like many older cities, Camden has an antiquated water system constructed when it was common to use solid lead pipes and joints soldered with lead. Now I realize I shouldn't just turn on my faucet and drink. Instead, my family buys bottled water. 7 people and a baby live in my house, and we spend $15 to $20 a week just on spring water. That's money I'd much rather use to buy a football jersey, a PlayStation game, or a haircut. My family may have the money now to buy spring water, but what if we get behind on bills and can't afford it? In fact, the water in Canada has the highest level of lead in the state of New Jersey. When high levels of lead were detected in the water at some Canada schools last summer, the news certainly didn't come as a surprise to me. A few months earlier, I tried the drinking faucet in my own school, Canada High, and the water came out white. You can't see lead in the drinking water, but obviously, there are other chemicals contaminating the water if it appears white. With 18,000 students, Camden is the largest school district in South Jersey. The district, which can't even afford enough textbooks and computers for students, has no choice but to pay for bottled water. Drinking fountains were shut off at several elementary schools following an August study. The report concluded there were unsafe levels of lead at 21 city schools between 1999 and 2002. Last semester, a half dozen water fountains were turned off at Camden High. I think all of the lead pipes need to be replaced to protect us from the effects of lead poisoning. In fact, schools and homes should be the first place where lead pipes are removed.